Plan in the morning is to most likely, as long as the weather's not too bad, to be sending a Juno Mountain Rescue crew up to the glacier.
Rescue efforts continue as a stranded hiker spends another night on the Upper Mead Glacier. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Nicholas Shotkovsky. That story and more up next. 28-year-old local resident Kyle Dungan is still out on the Upper Mead Glacier, where he's been since February 20th. The Mead, which is one of the largest glaciers emanating from the Juneau ice field, drains into the head of the Katsahin River, about 5 miles southeast of Haines. Dungan was on a 2-week expedition scheduled to end last Sunday, according to the U.S. Coast Guard. But when a Haines-based ski plane arrived to retrieve Dungan on Sunday, March 7th, he wasn't at the prearranged pickup location. Pilot Drake Olson took off and spotted the hiker about 7 miles away at an elevation of 4,300 feet. The aircraft couldn't land in the rough terrain. Olson flew back in Monday morning. Although still unable to retrieve Dungan, the plane was able to drop a handheld radio, which he used to report his status. Dungan said he was tired, weak, and as of Monday, had not eaten for 4 days. The U.S. Coast Guard then became involved in what has turned into a rescue effort. Lieutenant Kaylin Kenny is currently the command duty officer at the Coast Guard District 17 Command Center in Juneau. He describes what happened up to Tuesday morning.
We received a call from the Alaska State Troopers in Haines that there was a 28-year-old male stranded on the Mead Glacier east of Haines. The weather was pretty bad with low visibility, which is why the Haines aircraft couldn't go in anymore. They couldn't get on top. So we launched an MH-60J helicopter from Air Station Sitka. It got up on scene. This is all yesterday evening, roughly 4:30 to 5 in the evening. Got up on there, tried to head through Berners Bay up onto the glacier, and couldn't get past the roughly 3,000 foot mark. The snow just got too bad. They went ahead and turned around, stayed in Juneau for the night. Launched this morning, tried to get back up in there. That was after one of the Alaska Heliski helicopters tried to get up as well, and then they couldn't do it either. For now, it's not snow so much. It was just low visibility due to glacier fog. So our helicopters went up this morning. It got to within 2.7 miles of the person's last known position.
On Tuesday afternoon, the Coast Guard helicopter returned to make another attempt at retrieving Dungan from the glacier.
We sent our MH-60J helicopter up to the glacier again. This is the third time that the Coast Guard helicopters tried to transit up to the area. This time the weather was decent. They got actually above the glacier, but right on the glacier itself was restricted visibility, either fog or snow. Snow so thick to the point where you couldn't see the glacier itself. So they couldn't see anything, but they were above it, and they went along a couple times driving along and made call-outs over the frequency that the handheld radio for the hiker covers, and there was no response. He's probably turned off the radio, is what we're assuming, to try to save the battery. So if he didn't hear the helicopter, he may not have turned it back on. But either way, there was no response. Went out for a couple times, and now the Hilo has recovered to Juneau. It's going to be staying in Juneau for the night. And there's the plan in the morning is, as long as the weather's not too bad, to be sending a Juneau Mountain Rescue crew up to the glacier if we can get within roughly 5 miles of the person's last known position where he was yesterday morning. Then they'll drop off the crew. The crew will hike up to that location and then attempt to locate him and provide shelter and food to him until the weather improves enough for a rescue aircraft to come in.
Officer Kenny says that if any locals have helpful information or can offer any other form of assistance, they should call the Coast Guard in Juneau.
Absolutely. If people know any kind of information that would help in locating him, or they know anything that we don't know about his location, or something along those lines, would be really helpful to say, hey, there's a common place people go if they're up on the glacier and get stuck, it's in this spot, things like that. Any kind of description there would help, especially with our Chino Mountain Rescue crew that will hopefully be out there as soon as possible. We can tell them, and then they can maybe have more to go on and where to start looking. Call 907-463-2000. That's the command center, and there's always someone here to answer and take down the information.
Last Thursday night, while the Haines Glacier Bears boys took their halftime break to go over their first game of the regional tournament, another Haines team was taking the court. The basketball team was just beginning their journey to becoming Region 5 champs, but out on the gym floor, the Haines cheer, stunt, and dance teams were already in the crux of their regional competition. Terry Podziki is the coach.
Oh yeah, the stands are packed, and we chose to be judged during our boys' first night game, and it was really exciting, and our Lady Bears came and cheered in our section with us, and we had face paint and balloons and many megaphones, and our crowd just really looked great, and it was just really exciting to be able to cheer to a section like that. And the stands all around us were full, and you know, the other school had a huge crowd, and you know, the parents that were there were really supportive. It was very exciting and just a lot of fun.
And after the results came in, cheer, stunt, and dance teams found themselves in the same place they were in last year. Podziki says results from Sitka weren't what they hoped for, but then again, this position did lead the cheer and stunt team to first place at state last year.
As far as the competition goes, it didn't turn out as well as we would have liked. The dance team was rated good, and, you know, of course, we would have liked to have done better, but these kids do both sports, cheer and dance, and we know that there is compromise when it comes to dance, because we put in more time with cheer. But they do it because they love to dance and they want to entertain the community of Haines and support our school. So they were 2.5 points, which is very close away from an excellent scoring.
The cheer and stunt team suffered a technical deduction from a fall in their second night of cheering, says Podziki, affecting their overall score.
And the cheer end, you know, again, that didn't go the way we wanted. We probably came in third, looking at the points. I think, you know, and my gut tells me we were probably in the running for first or second, but we were doing stunting and we had a drop, which means either, you know, when they're cradling or in the stunt, you know, the girl falls, either a partial fall or whatever. If any part of her body touches the floor, it's considered a drop. We were hoping the technical judge didn't catch that, but she did, and so she came to me Saturday morning, the day that the scoring was going to be announced, and told me that we had a deduction in our overall score because of that drop, even though it wasn't in our judge game. We are definitely very strong in our routine, but we could definitely use more work on our sidelines to be sharper and more confident.
Haines took 13 cheer and stunt members and 7 dance team members to Sitka to cheer for local teams and compete against other Southeast schools. The Haines team is known for their fearsome record, taking state 3 years in a row, but they're also known for their good manners.
The judges met with us, and we hear this year after year about our Haines team that, you know, you are really the nice team, and that's a compliment in itself. But they said, you know, you show a lot of humility and you know, you're so nice and humble, but they want to see really confident, aggressive cheerleaders on the line. And so some schools have more experience with that because maybe they have, huge crowds to cheer to during, you know, their season. Haines is a much smaller town, smaller school, but they did a great job. I'm very proud of them, and I think they did everything they could possibly do.
The Glacier Bears cheer and stunt team only has 3 days turnaround before they head to their state competition this weekend, and the feedback from regional judges should help, says Podziki.
And the judges kept telling us over and over, you have a winning routine. You're going on to state. We got an hour with the judge where he came, and we just worked on the routine. We worked on trying to clean up our big pyramid and make it more solid. He gave us some excellent pointers. When you can get somebody, a fresh eye and a professional, that can walk in and say, try this, and they're excited to be with your kids, and the kids are like sponges listening to everything they're saying, and it's wonderful.
The cheer and stunt team is leaving for the state competition in Anchorage on Friday morning. They compete on Saturday against some schools that have a bigger student body than Haines has people.
Kind of thought about it for a minute. I went back to our stats from the last 3 years that we've won, and we have actually competed against each one of these schools, you know, at different times on a state level, and we've beat them out. So that's what we're going, you know, with. We're not going to let their school size or their squad size diminish our spirit and or our determination, and we're just going to do our best.
Then they're staying to do what they love most, cheer on the home team. They'll be performing at the Glacier Bears boys' first game and possibly even for other Southeast teams, since the 3A Region 5 girls' champs, Sitka, won't have a cheer team at state. KHNS Local News airs every weekday at 5:30 p.m. and on weekday mornings at 6:49 and 7:49 a.m. Then, a review of the week's top local news stories is heard every Saturday during Lynn Canal Weekend on KHNS.